RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ryan Ugly is out. Sean Bajani of Sports Radio 610 is in. Byron's on the ones and twos back in the studio behind the glass keeping us on air. And we are giving away Texans tickets in this hour. If you're hearing this, you still got a couple of minutes to get in here and get one of these raffle tickets in your hand. Texans Colts. We'll be doing it this hour right here at Twin Peaks 59 and Kirby location. The beer is cold. The food is good. I'm fixing to go on my second round of grub here in just a second.
Let's go.
I hadn't hit them top shelf spirits yet, though. I'm going to try to get out of here without doing that. But if that's what tickles you fancy, you can get in here. Top shelf tequilas, top shelf bourbons. They got it all. And the views, they're scenic, all right. The views are scenic. We've got we got some bowl games going on right now. Am I looking at the Lobos in Minnesota up there? Boy, there's some clean Lobos uniforms. I'm not sure what bowl game that is right there, but the bowl games are rocking and rolling. You've got a night bowl game that includes UTSA, University of Texas San Antonio. That'll be a good watch tonight for if you're into supporting these Texas schools.
The Rate Bowl?
Who?
The Rate
Bowl? I didn't see it. Well, I'm blind.
Really?
I can't see over there.
What are we doing with these bowl names?
But get to your nearest Twin Peaks and check those games out. Tonight, tomorrow, yeah. Full slate of bowl games tomorrow, right? We've got about five or six games, including LSU, U of H.
Go Cougs.
There you go. And the Kinders Texas Bowl. You got that. I can't think of a better place to catch them than Twin Peaks. The Texans, they've got the Chargers tomorrow, and we've got an most recent injury report. As we've been discussing, the tackles are a little bit of a problem. Trent Brown is officially out in this game. This is a Saturday game, so everything's been moved up. This is the report as of yesterday, which was the last practice that they had. Trent Brown, your starting right tackle, is out, and Jamal Hill is out, linebacker, reserve linebacker, special teams. He is out as well. Your guys that are questionable that you would know are Ariante Ursery. That's really the main one here that's questionable. Ariante Ursery, as we discussed in the last segment, those two tackles, one of them is out, one of them is still on the bubble. Will he play or not? Now, I do think with the Texans, there are a couple of names worth mentioning of guys that are back. Azeez Al-Shaair, your starting middle linebacker, is back. He was full practice on Thursday. No designation. He is good to go. Kamari Lassiter with that foot and his knee. He did not practice Tuesday. He practiced limited Wednesday, and he was a full participant Thursday. Good to go. Derek Stingley Jr., full practice yesterday. He is good to go. Woody Marks, the running back. Boy, this is a long list here.
Yeah, it is.
Woody Marks. he was a full participant all week. So Woody Marks is good to go for all our fantasy football players out there. Woody Marks being full all week long and him not being on the shelf, at least, you know, in a limited capacity, could probably mean he's going to be a little bit more durable in this game. It is a win. It is a win and you're in scenario, so I would imagine that they are going to play. A couple of other guys that are on this list that are worth mentioning: Dalton Schultz did not practice Tuesday. He was limited Wednesday. He was a full participant. I'm sorry, he was limited Tuesday, full participant the last two practices. Dalton Schultz is good to go. Sheldon Rankins, good to go. He was a full participant Thursday. And then Denico Autry, he was limited on Thursday, but no designation. He's good to go. All of those defensive linemen are important, not individually, but as a whole, because they're so thin at that interior defensive line position. So I think it's worth mentioning those guys. We checked in on the Chargers injury report, and I don't want to step on your toes, Sean, but I don't think there's anybody of note on the Chargers injury report that's out this
week. No, nobody that's out, which is Darius Davis, R.J. Mickens, Jermaine Salyer, and Benjamin St. Just. But there are a couple of questionable guys that, you know, you need to keep an eye on. We'll see tomorrow. Their guard, Mekhi Becton Sr., a guy that a lot of people wanted the Texans to be in on this past offseason to help bolster their offensive line. He's questionable with a knee injury. He's trended in the right direction, though, this week. He's gone from DNP to limited to a full participant, so I would anticipate he'd be good to go. Former Texan interior lineman Tier Tart, he's been limited the last 2 days. I would say while his questionable designation is just that, maybe be a game time decision tomorrow, but doesn't really factor in. There is a guy, though, that adds depth to their run game, Kami Vidal, who he's got 3 games this season of 95 plus yards rushing. Just ran for 126 against the Raiders 3 weeks ago. He's questionable going into this game. For as much as the Chargers, you know, can throw at you, for as multiple of a look as they can give you with the ball, Herbert spreads the ball around, does things with his legs as well, and has the last few weeks especially. You know, you take an equation away or a piece of the equation away from their run game, that's good news for the Texans.
All right, Texans Chargers injury report. There you have it. I think the big one here for the Texans, it's simple, man. Does Ariante Ursary, who is questionable, does he play on Saturday? And does it limit the shuffling around of the Texans offensive line? Stay plugged in. We'll let you know. I guess the next time you hear from us will be pregame. Sean Pendergast,
pre-game.
Seth Payne. Pregame Texans Chargers tomorrow. Stay plugged into Sports Radio 610.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, as we just mentioned, the Rockets, they got a huge win on the road last night in LA, 119-96. Their record goes to 18-10, and that they are right now sitting sixth in the West. I know it's early, as you said, we've just passed the quarter pole in the season. So it is early. Who surprised you this year with the Rockets so far, and who are you watching the rest of the way from a developmental perspective?
Shingun actually surprised me because he's taken his game to high level, man.
Yep. Yep.
I say surprised. Granted, I was waiting on this to translate because shout out to Brad O on Twitter who kept us up to date with what Shingun was doing overseas in the Eurobasket deal this summer. He was awesome. I mean, he was shooting, he was passing, he was rebounding, he was, you know, doing it in the low post. It was great. And that's the version of Alperen Şengün that we've seen with the Rockets so far. So he's been number one. Amen Thompson's been a number two, but would like to see more consistency from him. And hey, man, he's young. Can you please learn to shoot from the outside and make people stop talking crap about you? That'd be great,
well,
too.
Well, I think that ship has sailed. I think Amen Thompson is who we thought he was. He's a guy that can get to the rim. He's a great defender. And anything beyond that, we got to look as a luxury. I'm fascinated with Jabari Smith. He's one of my favorite players to watch. Mm-hmm. And I was excited to see him get more of a role. Tari Eason is obviously an outlier here. He's not involved in most of the conversations that when you start talking about guys that need to develop.
Yeah.
He is one last night, got his first start. and was hot early. But it's about Reed Sheppard for me. I mean, we know, look, defensively, he's going to get taken advantage of in certain scenarios. I don't think that's going to change. But, you know, on the offensive end of the floor, and I know he's not a true point, but on the offensive end of the floor, how much can he help Durant and Amen Thompson and company take away the void of that Fred VanVleet left? We'll see. That's just where I'm at. I'm fascinated with a couple of guys. I'm really zeroed in on Reed Sheppard, who, by the way, would be my surprise of the year. I was really high on him before the year. I watched a couple of preseason games, and I went, "Ooh, boy, does not look good. This has got a real Jake Myers feel to it."
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you wait till the season starts, and he starts, you know, he's doing well. So, enjoyed.
Don't count him totally out yet, though.
I said all that. I'm back on the Reed Sheppard wagon, man. I mean, he looks awfully comfortable. I don't know how good or bad. I mean, I don't know how good he's going to be and how much he's going to contribute and where he's going to land eventually in the league. But I was wrong on him. I had a bad feeling, and I was dead ass wrong. He's already approved that.
I think.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
5 o'clock fire.
I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised, by the way.
Yeah. I'm getting there. Now, in the college football world, We've got a big time hire. The University of Michigan has landed on Kyle Whittingham, former University of Utah head coach. And look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I think they got luckier than hell. They got lucky. This might end up, when you look at the whole scenario and take everything into account, this might end up being the best hire of this cycle. I know there's some guys with some high expectations. I like Lane Kiffin at LSU. I love the Penn State hire. My man from Iowa State, with my mind just went blank. What was his name? The Iowa State guy. You got him? You know where I'm going with it. Matt Campbell. Matt Campbell.
Why
hire.
Why do you do that to me?
But I'm going to tell you, man, Kyle Whittingham this is a good one. Look. As I said earlier, I did some research on his social media. He doesn't. The only females he follows on social media is his daughters and his wife. And I think he hadn't posted in 10 months or something. They said. So I think this is a great fit. But no, I think Utah stylistically are as close to a Big Ten Michigan type build as you're going to find. Big,
yeah.
Tough, physical, disciplined, great culture. And I think the bigger piece of this is, for 20 years, Kyle Whittingham, you can argue, has done more with less. And that's I'm not disrespecting.
Definitely.
Not disrespecting Utah or minimizing Utah. I just believe he's done more with less up there. That's one of those schools. And, boy, now he's going to get the Michigan brand and the Michigan bag behind what he can do from a coaching perspective. I think this is a grand slam hire for Michigan. I'm not a big Michigan fan. I'm not a big Big Ten fan at all, but I think this is a grand slam hire for Michigan.
5-year deal, as reported by Pete Thamel and Dan Wetzel of ESPN, that Kyle Whittingham got now at Michigan. So we'll see. I'd be interested to actually know the monies. I don't really care about the years. I always want to know the money. For a guy that's done nothing but turn a program around and win at Utah for the last 20 years, has 8 double-digit win seasons, has shown the resilience and the ability to stay consistent while moving from conference to conference. At the age of 66, I'd like to know if Kyle Whittingham kind of got his congratulatory lifetime achievement money and going to the big dog, Michigan.
Did Michigan double his salary? They pay him $10 million a year. I tell you, all joking aside, I don't think he's a coach that would command that. Like, he wasn't hot enough. Like, he probably could have stayed at home had he wanted to. He was ready to retire. But I do wonder if the fit that he is for the issue that is Michigan right now, if he didn't get paid more of a premium. Nobody in the country needed a veteran coach that believes in culture, that has been off the radar relative to off-the-field issues, relative to his personal issues.
Yeah.
Nobody needed that combination of coach more than Michigan right now.
Here's my question.
So I do wonder if they paid him handsomely. I know they paid him handsomely, but if they paid him big money to do it.
I hope they did. But here's my question. And I think it's a great hire. Maybe not the only hire, but it's a great hire in Kyle Whittingham for Michigan. Who would they have gone to if not him?
Oh, I mean, the pickings are slim.
Yeah, you can't go within, right? You kind of know the story on that one. You did that with Sherrone Moore. What would this have meant for Michigan going forward if, in fact, Kyle Whittingham wouldn't have been there for them? He is seemingly the perfect guy. Track record, philosophy, culture, all that stuff. If he's not available, where do you go?
Oh, yeah. Look, I think the right coach fell in their lap in a major way. The one interesting thing here is going to be this. I mean, he left Utah. I believe he left Utah with the intentions of retiring. He moved on. Utah hired from within. It was a guy that had coached there damn near as long as he had. So you wonder, hey, man, did he just kind of hand that Utah job off and handed it off on a good note? He's gonna ride off into the sunset kind of deal. Hmm. And now you get the Michigan deal. In the NIL transfer portal days, the interesting thing here is, does he poach players from Utah? Wow. You know he's the kind of coach that players want to play for. You know he knows which players that he can go. Now he's got this big bag. He can go buy these players out from underneath Utah, some of their starters, some of their biggest names. Does he choose to do that to a staff that he just left in a university he coached 20 years with? Or does he take the high road and not make that move?
What's the high road? Like, isn't it?
It's got to be the best road.
Like, look what Lane Kiffin did.
We're talking about two different guys here.
Well, no, but I mean, you go from one really good job to, like, maybe creme de la creme, as Lane maybe sees it at LSU, right?
Yeah.
You've got to be able to take the guys that helped you get the success.
I don't think it's that easy with him, man. I'd be shocked if it is. I think when it's a coach that's climbing the ladder and a coach that's still got a lot to prove, like, I think he was ready to ride off into the sunset and be done with coaching. I think this is one of those special scenarios. And I think he left that university in Utah in a special way. Now, I'm not saying he's not going to do it. I'm just going to say I think 90% of those like Lane Kiffin, hell yeah, I'm taking every player I can. Hell, that's part of the reason LSU hired you, to fix the offense. Take the running back, take the quarterback, take them all, right? I mean, if you're like the old boy that just took the Arkansas job, you take everybody you know from Memphis that can change that program.
Right.
Because if you don't win, they're going to get your ass up out of here. I don't know if that's the same. I just don't know if that's the same.
Well, it's Michigan now.
I just don't know that same dynamic right now with Whittingham at Michigan. And I damn sure know it ain't the same scenario as Whittingham at Utah.
I got to tell you, you call me cold-blooded, but hey, I gave you 20-plus years at Utah, and now we got the NIL portal.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to Michigan. I'm taking every dang dude that I think is a dude, and we're going to go win at Michigan because that's what I've been hired to do.
Yeah, I don't think he does it.
We'll see.
I don't think he does.
Where are you going to get him from? It's Michigan. He ain't going to have a problem recruiting. But hell, the guys that you know, the coaches you know, come on.
Well, the reality of it is you hit the nail on the head. I mean, how many guys at Utah can go in and be a starter at Michigan right now? I know there's probably two or three guys that are need positions that you could lock up, but I don't know. I think he stays away from. We'll see.
5 o'clock. clock fire.
All right, Christmas Day games yesterday were absolutely a buzzkill, but Snoop Dogg was not. Snoop Dogg stole the show. Moving forward, if anybody does a halftime show, I know that the Super Bowl's already got a couple of halftime shows that are on the schedule. But from now moving forward, if somebody doesn't hire Snoop Dogg, I'm not watching.
Snoop's got to be a part of the package.
That's
for
it,
you.
Man. I mean, that set the bar. There's been some iconic halftime shows. Like, you know, look, there. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, Prince's halftime show was one for me that I'll never forget.
Okay. I was never a Prince guy, so I'm like, man.
When Janet Jackson and
the boobie.
Yes. I mean, my mind just went blank.
The Super Bowl 2004?
Justin Timberlake.
Thank you, Bryce.
Yeah.
What year was that? That was a good one. I don't know what year it was. Hell,
I think it was 04. I think that was the Super Bowl in Houston.
Are you Google Janet Jackson boobie.
With what happened? You worried about what year it was? Who gives a damn? But yeah, that was a good one.
2004.
There's been a handful of really. Bruno Mars was a really, really good one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, last night was there for me.
Yeah. Well, just because of one chick.
No.
That I think you're severely overrating.
No. I am a big Lainey Wilson fan, and I am not overrating at all. Not one bit. Tremendous. But Snoop is the one that does it for me. I could. I mean, whether Lainey was there or not, I could have. I thought Lainey was a nice ad. Mm. But Snoop was the one that did it for me. I mean, that was the way he meshed them late 90s, early 2000s bangers in with immediately sliding into a Christmas song.
Man,
that was absolutely.
There was only one person that did it for me last night, and it was Martha Stewart. The way she meshed those poinsettias back in the day, and she was able to do like some cooking and you know, homemaking, like it was great. Like Martha Stewart's fantastic.
You got a little something. You got a fetish for gray hair, man.
You're so dumb.
I'm gonna have to keep
Clint didn't flinch. Clint didn't even look at me like, dude, you a dumbass.
I'm gonna keep Granny Astro Granny away from you.
I'm
man.
Serious though. If you Google, I'm Googling Martha Stewart right now from like 40 years ago, and you're gonna be like, damn. All right.
We heard earlier from D'Amico Ryans and Nick Cayley on the Chargers defense, and that left me pretty confident about what we might be able to do offensively. There was another comment from D'Amico Ryans when you couple it with those that gives me a little confidence here. We'll hear from the head coach, and we'll hear about the formula that the Texans are using this year to win, which hopefully they can win this week tomorrow versus the Chargers. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 16.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.